5 minutes unless the chairman grants you more time. All right, thanks, everybody. I'm going to read our bylaws, and that's the laws this board follows and makes their decisions and powers with. All right, number one, to hear and decide appeals, which, when it's claimed that there has been an error in law regarding any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official while enforcing county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide on all matters referred to it, or those that it requires to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission. And number three, to authorize a variance from strict zoning regulations in cases where specific property faces unique challenges, such as unusual narrowness, shallowness, shape, topography, or other exceptional conditions. This is only allowed if the strict application of the regulation would cause significant and demonstrable hardship to the property owner, depriving them of reasonable use of their property as opposed to granting a privilege. Any relief granted must not harm public good or undermine the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zoning plans and regulations. Back to you.
Excellent, thank you, Cody. Next on the agenda is our review and action. Board, have you had an opportunity to get our October 15th, 2025 meeting minutes? And if so, do we have any questions, comments, or motions on those minutes?
I've reviewed them and moved to approve them in the current form.
Okay.
I will second that.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, next, we're going to swear in the board members and the public hearing speakers. So if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind to rise, and we'll raise your right hand, please. Yeah. All right, you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. Okay, we'll begin tonight with the 2025-18V, the Trinidad Schofield variance. Cody, if you could tell us about that?
All right. Okay, once again, 2025-018V, variance side property line setback, property owner Trinidad Schofield. I think I said that right. Representative B. Austin from Sun Solar. Location, subject property is 336 Sundown Lane, Forsyth, Missouri, Swan Township, Section 19, Township 24, Range 20, the request. Maybe it's Schofield is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 010.020 R1 density and dimensional standards of the Taney County zoning regulations. The applicant is seeking a 6-foot side property line setback, 6 1/2 feet less than the required 12 1/2, allowing the placement of ground-mounted solar panels 6 feet from the side property line. As per the Taney County regulations, Section 010.020 of R1 density and dimensional standards. Little background, the lot size is a 120 by 50. It's lots 16 and 17. It's Venison Lake, Rolling Hills subdivision. It is supplied by Liberty for water and Taney County Regional Sewer for the wastewater. And I'll show you where it's at real quick. We've got 160, we've got our little cutoff road going down to Rockaway. You see the property is right here in blue. A little closer. This is Sundown Lane right here. So it's on the corner of Sundown and Sandy, right across from Lavender. This is the house, the solar panel sets in this area. I think I drew it out for you. There it is. So it's sitting there, and a little background history. They didn't get a permit and place this before they got approval, or we would have told them, hey, you got to move it back, right? So they were being reactive, not a proactive department. We got a complaint, went out, investigated. That's how we came up with this. Here is their drawing. It's from Sun Solar. Big, big unit. The area in question is really right here. It's kind of at an angle or on a skew. So this is the closest part. This is where I measured from. I apologize. I got some wrong pictures in there. All right. I'll let you guys have that. I got other pictures. I just don't have them in this slide. I'll find them.
Okay.
With that, I'll turn it over to you, Trent, to bring the applicant up.
All right. If the applicant would like to step up and state your name. Is the applicant here for this? Interesting.
I don't know who they
are. I don't know what side it is for.
Well, that's a first. Okay. All right. So I think we do the same thing we did last time. So.
Yeah, I guess board, it's, I don't know, you can hold it for your discussion.
Well, you're right. Sorry, I was a little blindsided by that. No one's here to speak for or against this variance. Is that correct? All right, we're going to close this for board discussion.
Go ahead. I remember in the past, did we postpone it for one meeting and give an opportunity to come and present it so we have that power to do that? If not, we can just deny it tonight or move to approve it and then not vote it in.
Well, I think we had a discussion about them trying to do some research and then come back, and that's where we postponed it for that scenario. Mm.
Can we let the person know that they need to?
So in this situation, it's totally up to you. Since there's no one opposing it right now, it's your decision. If someone's opposing it, they couldn't kick it. But no. Since no one is opposing, it's totally your decision to make.
Well, I'll just share my opinion on it. I think in this situation, because there's no opposition for it as well, I think that if we postpone it, there could be an issue where they were unaware or maybe there was some kind of error of them understanding. I'd hate for us to close this out and it'd be a general accident on their part. At this point, nothing detrimental can happen either way if we postpone it, right?
I mean, the solar panels in place.
They're there.
Exactly, so nothing can change.
It isn't concrete mounted. I looked at the footers on it. It's like a drill based, almost. It's kind of different. It's a large structure, so yeah, it's there.
Well, my opinion is that we do not have anybody opposed.
Right.
And if it was somebody opposed, they would be here because they're not going to be in communication with the people who are asking for the variance. So I
got a complaint is why he went and checked it. So
yeah, but they're not here tonight.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't approve or deny based on whether somebody's opposing it or not. I mean, I want to see, is this blocking line of sight? Do they have other options? And we have a definition for when we can issue a variance, and I don't know if we even meet that definition.
Yeah. Well, I think that we ought to make a motion to
table it for 1 month.
Table it for 1 month. Yeah. Until the next meeting, whether that's a month or not.
All right. So, make a motion on that?
I would make a motion to table the variance of 2025-018V till the next meeting, whether that's in December or January.
Okay.
I'd second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We'll table it.
Thank you, board.
Yeah. That's a first.
Cody, you'll reach out to them and make sure they're at least aware.
Yeah. I mean, who knows if this situation. I think that'd be a good idea. All right. So we're going to move on. We have a. My thing's acting weird. One moment. There it is. All right, so we're going to move forward with our appeal. This is 2025-001A. Cody, if you go ahead and get started on that.
All right, so it's a little more complicated. We have an appeal of the Planning Commission's CUP approval or non-approval. So, case number 2025-001A, Peace Valley LLC. Representative is Edward Giasa. Subject property is 167, 221, and 420 Peace Lane, Richdale, Missouri, Oliver Township, Section 21, Township 21, Range 21 request. The applicant is seeking to appeal and reverse the Planning Commission's denial of conditional use permit number 2025-013. The conditional use permit application sought Planning Commission approval for allowing 14 nightly rental cabins. Let me give you a little background. On October 14, 2025, the Taney County Commission did not approve a conditional permit conditional use permit requested by Peace Valley seeking 14 cabins for nightly rental use located at 167, 221, and 420 Peace Lane, Richdale, Missouri. With seven out of the nine Planning Commission commissioners present, a motion to approve the request was made and seconded. The Planning Commission voted zero in favor, seven opposed. Motion failed to pass. So let me give you a little background. I'll show you where it's at. There's a lot to this one. I'll kind of walk us through it. So your job tonight is not to approve if you think they should have one, but it's to find fact that they made an error in law in their decision. So I think you guys have done this more than I have, so you probably understand it better than I do. But Highway 65 here, this is the 6586 intersection, so Big Cedar is the roundabout area, Richdale area. Keep going all the way down towards the Arkansas line, almost out of the state of Missouri. I think on the other side of this property is Arkansas. A little bit closer. Go to the outer road there. I apologize, I don't know the name of that outer road, but it's where those gas stations used to be when the county was dry and everybody drove up from Harrison in that area by alcohol. But anyway, you turn there at that intersection, you go on the outer road, you go to Peace Lane. So I couldn't grab more than two, but it's actually this parcel, and this parcel. So it's three. This one's very small. You see it right there? There's a house that's not part of theirs. A little closer, I grabbed all of them. So you got this one, and that one right there. A1, so conditional use for nightly rentals in that area. As you can see, it's kind of got a public road up to a portion, and then it looks like it probably has an easement or something. I'm not sure. I haven't seen any information on what kind of driveway it has for commercial use, so that would be something we need to walk through and discuss.
Freeze.
Yeah. It's not my thing either. This is... All right, we'll just shut it down and reboot it. Sorry, guys.
Do you want me to go ahead and start with the applicant, or should we?
I'm just going to try to get that application if I can. I think we're there. I hate to make this big again. I might lose it. I'll try it.
We can see it just fine. There you go.
Okay, so once again, A1 is the zoning. I drove back in there, got you some pictures. I think this is looking back out right here. This is going in. There's that little house on the right. There's also a house on the left, but I just pretty much took pictures of their property. So It's a small, this is Peace Lane I'm on here, small road.